the characters are going to be there again. Chooker, of course.
90% of Chooker?
Yeah. No.
You don't get the giblets.
Chooker, yeah. I had actually Chooker Marody. For those who don't know, Chooker's Marody.
A really nice guy, isn't it?
And Chooker, funny enough, my mate, who was sound guy, right, and his son played bass guitar, and he was like, when he was about 80, he used to come on the road with us every now and then, and he said,
"Hey, excuse me, Uncle Cole, you know, can I want to go on stage with you, you know?"
And I got him practicing Chooker, and I say, "Well, you can only come on stage if you can say, ahoy, Uncle Chook, what's happening, man, you know?" And so he got Chooker, that weighed off, he was there, and he ended up playing bass. So I put him in the band, and we used to call it Chooker and the Pullets. And I had the other guy playing guitar, and I'd go out there as Chooker and say,
"I'd just like to introduce me band. This is our little baby, our baby bass player. We call him Diddums or Diddy Pullet. This is Chooker Diddums and the Pullets, and this is Bill or Willie Pullet."
Everybody used to think it was wonderful. So I was going to bring out the album Chooker and the Pullets. I thought it's still a good idea, isn't it? In fact, I'm in the studio at the minute doing the new album, and they said to me the other day, my record company said, "What are you going to call it?" I said, "I think I'm going to call it While You're Down There, but, you know." No, because I want to release it in London. Because we were over in London last year, and I looked into the audience, and I saw all these people with tans, and I thought, Australians, but it wasn't, it was rust. It was Poms. Freezing over there, isn't it? How are you, Jim? Nice to see you.
Good. Very good indeed.
Thank you very much.
All the better now. I'll just wipe these tears away and I'll be fine.
One thing I want to ask, because I talked to Jimmy about this, because he's from Melbourne. You done a lot of work in Melbourne, and Jimmy did heaps of stand-up. And the one thing I didn't get to ask you last time when you and I were on
with Carol.
No. The one thing I want to ask you, I asked Lorray Desmond this question once. I also asked Tony Lamond. You've always been a very up sort of person. Was there ever any part of your career, because...
I was down last tax time. If you'd have seen me at my place, you'd have gone, "Why is he crying?"
No, come on. No, seriously, because Tony Lamond said to me there was a time when she was really down and she'd been promised a series of gigs in Western Australia around Christmas time. The promoter had run off with the money and she was left with $5 in her pocket and had to split a chicken with somebody. But she remembered it was one of the great Christmases she spent. So was there ever a time when you were really on the buns of your bum and you thought, geez, I've got to go back to, shoveling shit or something?
I did have to go back to it. In fact, I'll tell you, when this happened to me. Now, I think I've told you this story before, when I got out of the Navy and, I could, call bingo and I could speak 10 different languages and, ask for a beer in 10 different languages and track a submarine, which didn't give me a lot of scope in Melbourne in 1972. I'm in the middle of Melbourne thinking, what the bloody hell am I going to do? Do you track submarines here? No. Yeah. Sorry, son. And I was broke. I was really broke. And I was driving a 1953 anniversary Ford, and it was such a wreck. It had, Angry Anderson tires, just bald bits of wire. The air on the inside was sort of, worn out too.
And sounded the same.
Yeah, that's right. And bits of rubber hanging off the tires. And
that's angry.
If you'd have hit anybody, you'd have given them 20 lashes as they fell. You'd have given them sort of like, they would have got assault charges on me as well. And this copper picked me up and I thought, oh no, what am I going to do? We're in a one-bedroom flat, Karen and I, we've got a little baby, Kimmy, who now is 27 and married. And Kimmy's little baby, and we're one-bedroom flat, and broke. I mean, I'm busted. I mean, I skipped poor and went straight to poverty. I was really just desperate. Anyway, a guy called Wally Bishop, God love him, Wally Bishop, the Hawking Brothers manager.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the Hawks?
Yes, I do.
Great blokes. And Johnny Chester's manager. Remember Johnny Chester?
He's shame and scandal, Johnny Chester.
Shame. Do you know what that mongrel did to me one time?
No.
This is true. I'll tell you a quick story before I tell you this gag. This story. We were in the Hobart Casino in Hobart. This is just after I got with Wally Bishop. And we're doing the Greyhound Country Music Express. And that's what they call it. And I was the compere of the show, which meant I got probably $10 a night. And the next day, we did a week at the casino, which was great. And the next day, we had to go to Launceston. And Chess is a great, a funny guy. But the next morning, we got up and our roadie, Drizzle, we called him Drizzle because he was wet, and Drizzle, it was his birthday the night before, and he got really pissed up all night in we called it the birdcage, the cocky cage, he was up there. You know, and he got morbid. My dad doesn't love me and all that. And 6 o'clock next morning, we couldn't find him, and we had to leave with the truck, and there's Drizzle smashed, really socially excited, sitting in the corner going, my father didn't love me, you know. And so Chess said, oh, who's going to drive the truck to Launceston? So Stupid here says, hey, Chess, I'll drive the truck. You see, of course I'll call him Trucky. I'll drive the truck. I've got a license. And so he said, oh, Cole, it's not your job. I said, nah, come on. So I loaded the roadie in the front of the truck. He goes, Cole says, oh, I love me, Dad. Why didn't he love me? And I sharp, you know. And I'm driving on. I get to Launceston. I walked into the Launceston Hotel. And remember, Chester's band, Hotspur. No, not Hotspur. Before Hotspur.
They're a soccer team.
Johnny Chester and Jigsaw. Not English Jigsaw.
No,
Jigsaw. Yeah. Remember? Na-na. Yeah, yep. Right. Okay. So all the boys are there around the bar.
Was that
shut up.
Words?
No, it's Jigsaw. And they're all around the bar, and I've walked in, and Chester says to me, Cole, mate, thank you very much for that. I said, Chess, my pleasure. And he indicated to this table, there's a big crayfish dinner and, you know, a salad and beautiful half a crayfish and a pot of beer. And I said, oh, Chess, you didn't have to. He said, mate, thank you. Just please sit down. And I sat down and I sculled the beer. I got half the crayfish down my face and a big truckie walked out of the toilet and said, what are you doing eating my bloody dinner? And when I looked up, Chester and the band had gone. I'm trying to pull crayfish out of my face and explain to this poor old truckie that I've eaten his dinner. I had to buy the truckie another dinner. That's Chester. Anyway, what were we talking about?